Episode 506, October 26th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
Coming back at you live on Monday night, 6:30. No purple power hour tonight, which is a shame because there was no game yesterday for the Ravens. But next week is their biggest game, the Steelers game, and
biggest
we would
game
have
to date.
Right,
sure.
Right. We would have had a lot to talk about in terms of looking ahead and breaking that down.
Yep, but instead we won't be doing that. We'll be doing this. We wouldn't have made it. We wouldn't have been able to record this show. I guess we wouldn't have been able to record.
We would have done it earlier.
The bonus.
But what do you think is a more, what would do better ratings-wise? You know, just talking about some shitty lopsided win over the Bengals or talking about Steelers-Ravens?
I noticed you called the Bengals the Bengals. I've noticed that. You do even do that on the air.
I don't even know the
doesn't,
difference.
Don't care. I like it. That's All one's
right.
a girls alt-rock band and
yes.
the other one
You call
is
them
a professional.
Alt-rock?
Well, initially mm-hmm. they were, and then they went kind of mainstream when they did Manic Monday. But when they did Hazy Shade of Winter and some of that early
True.
Stuff, they were considered a
Walk
yeah.
Like an Egyptian. What do you
no,
call
that?
That?
That's with Manic Monday.
Okay.
I think it was on the same album,
Eternal Flame.
Yeah, you're going. You're literally
yes.
now once they crossed over into to
okay.
pop or whatever. But
you know, I was thinking about that today because I heard Manic Monday. It's funny that Prince wrote a song about. Like having to get up on Monday to do a shitty 9-to-5 job, having never experienced that in his life.
Yeah, yes, he doesn't even know what that
exactly.
is.
Exactly, yes.
Speaking of music, you know, I spent the weekend with Gramps.
Speaking of music, I spent the weekend with Gramps. Color me interested.
Well, let me say this. We went on my deck.
Mm-hmm.
We were drinking. We were smoking cigars.
Sounds like a good time. Good father-son bonding.
And we were listening to classic country.
Okay.
That's what you're listening to. So I actually kind of told my father, if you go to Alexa, which he has,
uh-huh.
you can just say play classic country. You can hear any songs that you wanted.
Yeah.
Now, there's two takeaways. First of all, I know a hell of a lot more about country music than Gramps does. It's not even close. But that's neither here nor there. So we're listening to songs, and we're basically trying to identify them, see who can identify them first or whatever and what
yeah.
song it is. And I Will Always Love You comes on, and of course, it's the Dolly Parton version because
right.
that's what they're going to play on classic country. And it comes on, and my father goes, who sings this? I go, Dad, are you kidding me? It's one of the biggest songs in history. He goes, well, who sings it? He thinks I'm stalling, right? I'm like, it's Dolly Parton, Dad. I go, Dad, you realize that the Whitney Houston version of this, I don't know where it is in terms of all-time singles, but it's probably top 10. I know the Bodyguard soundtrack is a top 10 album.
Yes.
So everybody in the world has heard this song at this point. He goes, I've never heard the Whitney Houston version.
Gramps, who was it written about, the song I Will Always Love You?
It was written about...
Don't tell him.
Oh, I thought you were asking me.
No, I'm waiting for him to
Gramps
write it in chat.
On chat.
Because we talked yeah. about that.
On the way to West Virginia, I turned on the Willie's Roadhouse for him so we could listen to classic country, too.
So, Mac, just takes a shot at me, and he says, Joe tells a Gramp story, makes himself sound amazing or smart. How am I sounding smart?
You're smart because you've heard of,
like, a
you know, that Whitney Houston and Dolly Parton sang I Will Always Love You.
I'm trying to think how many people you could ask that hasn't heard the Whitney Houston. Scott Apple's heard this. You know that?
Of course. Now, did you play the Whitney Houston version for him?
Why would I want to listen to the Whitney Houston version when you, I just heard the Dolly Parton version?
So you can, maybe he can say, oh, maybe I've heard it.
Well,
does he know who Whitney Houston is? Well, he, like, I told Tawana that, and she said you should play, do like one of those first-time hearing videos on YouTube and have him listen to that. And then he would be, A, first of all, he'd realize she's hot and he'd be attracted to her because he loves black women. But then it would be sad because then he'd learn that she's dead.
Yeah, he doesn't know that. I wish we had asked him if he knew that that was the case, but yeah, he didn't. But I'm sure, I know Robbie and me 100% prefer the Dolly Parton version. I'll bet you my father does as well. She also wrote it.
Yes.
So it's meaning it came from her. That I care about stuff like that.
Sure.
But, and it was written about someone, which we don't even know that yet. But
well, it wasn't written about Kevin Costner?
That's right. It was written about Kevin Costner.
Gramp said, no, the answer. I typed it in chat.
Porter Wagner. But as a matter of fact, I don't know if you know this, but where were we talking about? We went to the Grand Ole Opry, my father and I.
Nice.
And Robbie and my mom.
Years ago. Yeah.
This is my mom, right? Not okay. Aunt mom, right? And Gramps goes, remember who we saw when we were at the Grand Ole Opry? I said, Roy Acuff's the only name that I can remember. And we saw Minnie Pearl. So those are the only two. He goes, no, we saw Dolly Parton. I said, Dad, no, we didn't. We didn't. He goes, yes, we did. He was insistent. I said, Dad.
You would have remembered that.
Dolly Parton?
Yes.
Yes, I would have fucking, if I remember Roy Acuff, I would have fucking remembered Dolly Parton.
It also might have, was that your first concert, maybe?
My first concert was Donna Fargo, which we went to when we went to West Virginia. And then my second concert was Kiss. But when people ask me our first concert, I always say Kiss because I don't want them saying who when right. I say Donna Fargo. But anyway, so, but my dad was insistent that Dolly Parton was there. Now, by the way, Dolly Parton, when we went, and this would probably have been around, what do you think, Robbie, 81? Because I'll tell you what, it was right after the World's Fair was in Nashville. So whatever year that was the year we were there. And it was around that time.
Right.
I'm guessing around that time, maybe 80, 81. Dolly Parton was a major, wouldn't a 9 to 5 come out, right? I mean, she's a fucking major star.
Yeah.
She's not just showing
Islands
up.
Islands in the Stream. I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think I was around 83, but she's not showing up to play random shows for me
right.
and my family at the Grand Ole Opry.
So is he still sticking by the Dolly Parton?
Well, no, he's not saying a word about it, but Gramps is taking a shot. He said, I was talking about Joe when Joe said, I know a lot more about country music than Gramps. Typical ungrateful Joe statement.
Ungrateful.
That was particularly shitty. You're right, Mac. You know what? I'll give you that.
All right. Could we?
But I do, by the way.
I'm sure that you do. Could we do another music quiz with Scott Apple and with Gramps? Or should we do a Gramps versus Joe country music quiz?
I will classic destroy country. Gramps. He won't be able to compete with me in classic country.
When is the cutoff for Gramps? Does he know any 80s country? Does he know like George Strait?
Yeah, you can only go to early 80s with that.
Okay.
But I don't even think you can go to early 80s, Robbie.
You can because the George Jones song,
He Stopped Loving Her Today.
He Stopped Loving Her Today came out in the early 80s.
It did? Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah.
So he's not going to know like Brooks and Dunn.
No, he's not going to know even
Faith
even
Hill.
Garth Brooks. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know any Garth Brooks.
He doesn't know. He doesn't even know. If I said, "Do you know the song I Got Friends in Low Places?"
Right.
He might, but
the dance. He doesn't know the dance.
No.
How can he not? I mean, Garth Brooks was as big as anybody we've ever seen in music.
I think
at
he's
one
the
point.
Biggest. I think he's the biggest star in country music history in terms of album sales. I'm almost positive about that. Yeah.
In the car, my dad listens to a CD that I made for him of old gospel music.
He'll beat you in that, Joe.
No, he won't. Do you know why?
I don't know why.
A song
you're going to tell me.
Came on, and I can't remember. Calls the Wind Mariah is the name of the song,
okay.
Right? And he goes, oh, this is the Browns. And I go, no, this isn't. That's not who it is. And I look it up. And of course, the Browns have a cover of it, and along with another 50 other bands, right?
Right.
So I don't remember who did the original, but anyway.
It's a standard, gospel standard.
But my dad has a CD. It's not the Browns. It's a family, which is what's Johnny Cash's wife's name, June Carter, the Carters. Okay.
Okay.
So they're the originators of country music. This goes back to the Carter family, back to the 20s right. or whatever. And he was trying to think of a song. It's a CD he listens to every single day in his car. He couldn't. He couldn't recall the name of the song. So he's not going to beat me in a. He can't go back far enough for him to.
Well, I just want to find a way to involve music, Gramps, and Scott Apple on our show.
Well, Gramps
again.
Can sing, and he can play the banjo. We just have him in here doing a song with
just
Eric Woodward.
Jamming?
Yeah, maybe he could just do a duet.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
All right. So let's commission Eric not to write an Eric song, like write a song that he could sing with Gramps. So a pleasant song that's not some deviant sexual act song.
Yeah,
parody.
Just like a regular, like a, that would, hey, that, hey, Robbie, call Eric.
He's been interested. I mean, he's been going through our songwriting phase here.
Yeah, give him a ring.
We have a rehearsal here in an hour for our murder mystery this Friday, Magoobie's Joke House, Halloween Whodunit. So we're going to have Gramps on banjo, Eric on guitar. Is there a way to involve Jeremy in this too?
Oh, I got to tell you about something Jeremy did.
Calling Eric Woodworth.
He might not recognize the number.
Yeah.
He's
if he doesn't recognize it, maybe he'll think it's us and pick
he's
up.
He's with his wife and kids. He's dying to get out of
yeah, that. He'll immediately pick up.
Hoping it's for Steve-O.
There you go.
Eric, Rob, and Joe, you're on the air with us.
Oh, hey, what's up, dudes?
Hey, we just had an idea. Joe, spring it on him.
So, Gramps, would you mind? You know Gramps plays the banjo. Are you aware of that?
Whoa, what?
That's right. Now, he does it just chords.
Okay, hold on. I'm processing this. Okay.
Just chords, but he can still play. Now, he hasn't picked up his banjo in a long time, but it wouldn't take him too long to refamiliarize himself with, you know. So I was wondering if you could write a song that you two can perform together.
A duet.
A duet.
Yeah, I've been working on this little tune. It's called Ivory and Ivory. And it's I'm pretty excited about it. What I thought I was missing was a bluegrass touch. So yeah, I'm into that. We can do that.
All right.
What should the song? What should one of the? Because we don't want you to. You know, your most famous song is about falling in love with a blow up doll. So we don't want that kind of a tough song. We want something that would, you know, more Gramps' fans could appreciate more.
Oh, I mean, I think, you know, it be Halloween, and I keep in mind I've put all of 30 seconds of thought into this. But
we don't expect the song by Halloween.
Pure reference that I think at least Joe will understand. Are you familiar with the movie My Bloody Valentine?
Sure. Harry Warden, I believe, or Harry Gordon. What was his name? The bad guy?
Yeah.
Right.
I think like a play on the Ballad of Harry Warden, the opening song, but played by Gramps and about his wonderful erotic stories. You know, we just put it to, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, I think it's just like a Bob Dylan-y take on Gramps's life.
What is Gramps saying in chat about this? Because we're just springing this on him as well.
Yeah, that is true.
Our cousin Jennifer's in chat, and she says that she tried to get Gramps to play the banjo when she was over there, but he wouldn't do it.
I don't know where it is. So that's strange because, yeah, Gramps, where is your banjo? Because,
was it like a thing where Gramps was like, he's like, you know, when I started selling insurance, I told him I'd never play the banjo again.
I hope not, because he's been selling insurance since he was 12. But, hey, let me, quick story about Jeremy Woodworth. Jeremy Woodworth texts me on Thursday at 3:41. He said, hey, Joe, can I have some cigars? That's what it says. I said, I go, sure, as long as I'm not inconvenienced in any way. He goes, all right, let me know where and when, today or tomorrow. Then I have to make, I never fucking messaged him again. I'm not going to make plans to give him free shit.
Why don't you bring some to Magoobies to give to Eric?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that.
Why don't we just have Jeremy show up as Pogo and come to Magoobies?
Yeah, tell Jeremy to... No, I'm not making arrangements with Jeremy to get him free. So I'm not doing that.
All right. That's up to you, man. I think you got to take the lead on this. The guy wrote us a song, the Purple Power Hour.
Joe, you sound pretty selfish, if I'm being honest.
Come on, Joe.
Jesus. But I will bring a couple cigars for you, to Eric, to give to your brother, okay?
Okay, cool. I'll let him know. I'll let him know the Rob and Joe the fishies.
Yeah.
Or do no? Is this what you're gonna give? If it's Jeremy, you're giving him like the scraps that you piled together into like one, like all your roaches.
We're giving him marble reds. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Every cigar that I possess right now, I like. So if I give him any, I'm giving him something that I care about.
So he's only gonna get one. Eric, thank you. Work on that song. We'll talk to you in a few minutes for our own separate live or rehearsal later.
Sounds good. Later, guys.
Hey. I'm excited about this song. I think this could be a debut. Clearly, we'll debut it on the air.
Should we take a break?
I think we should take a break. Let people catch their breath after the huge announcement. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Jealousy, revenge, and a movie stunt gone horribly wrong. Hi, it's Justin from the 98 Rock Morning Show. And I'm not describing my weekend. I'm talking about the newest murder mystery from Die Laughing Productions, Halloween Whodunit. You've seen me play detective, a reality TV show judge, and even Marty McFly. Well, this time, I play M. Night Shyamalan, the world's most celebrated film director, working on his new horror project. When someone is killed on the movie set, I go from directing the actors and cameramen to directing a murder investigation. And as always, you can play a part in solving the crime too, and maybe even play one of the suspects. Be a part of the mayhem and hilarity for which Die Laughing Productions has become renowned. Halloween Whodunit, don't miss it.
Next performance, Friday, October 30th at Magoobies Joke House in Timonium. For tickets and more information, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Got a message today, Facebook message on our Rob and Joe Facebook from Carol. Should I say her last name? I don't know. Doesn't matter. But she goes, I had my first Rob and Joe Show dream.
Is it sexual?
I learned two things. First, loving Robbie is stressful for fear of telling him that I hate the Eagles. Secondly, Gramps is an elegant gentleman. Do other fans report dreaming of you? I said, well, first of many, we hope. I said, not sure about others having dreams about the show. Sounds like we should discuss this tonight. Thanks, Carol. She said, looking forward to it. Do you think we've had other people dreaming of the Rob and Joe Show?
That's weird. I have a handyman who was coming over on Sunday to fix something here,
mm-hmm.
and I had a dream about him.
Nice.
It wasn't a sexual dream.
It's colonoscopy.
Giant cock. I dreamt that he got arrested and he wasn't able to come over and do the work.
That's weird.
It was weird.
It's funny. She said she had a dream about the Rob and Joe Show, but neither was about
Rob Gramps and Robbie. Yeah.
Would you describe Gramps as an elegant man?
Yeah. No, Gramps is smooth for sure.
Elegant. I like it. If anyone's had dreams about us, please let us know. I'm sure Carol can't be the first. Are you flattered that you're getting dreamed about, Robbie? Or are you upset about the Eagles thing? Which weigh that for us?
No, that I'm in her subconscious is complimentary.
There you go.
Robbie told a story today. Hey, hold on. Oscar! He's just scratching.
All right.
Robbie told a story today on the bonus show, which was very much like the Eagles and the Big Lebowski. So I'm not going to reveal it, but yeah, it is a weird thing that, and Robbie's lines are gray because sometimes things will go against his principle, but for humor, he'll let that go.
Right.
And then sometimes no.
Nope.
But, you know, and I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but the Big Lebowski, it's like a couple people like the Big Lebowski. You know what I mean? The Big Lebowski is a beloved film.
Yes.
And Robbie can't get past that. But I also see some other times when he's very easily gets past it.
Robbie, you're a tough nut to crack. But
Now, you know,
we can't unravel the mystery. Were they now? Weren't they talking about Robbie this morning?
Do you know that, Robbie, that they were talking about you on the 98 Rock morning show?
No. Were they talking about Live Wire?
That's exactly what they were talking about.
Okay.
And I was, and they were just talking about, you know, people complaining, and Justin was describing the letter, but I'm like, why don't you just read the letter?
Don't they have a segment called Live Wire? Isn't there?
Well, there's something called Live Wire where I think
they're streamed.
Yeah, they stream
their image.
But they didn't read the letter. It was weird. It was strange to me to describe the letter when it was just available to have.
Well, they'd have to look it up, I guess. And I mean, I did forward it to Justin.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If he has it.
I hope you're okay with that, Robbie.
Yeah, sure.
I forwarded it to everybody I know.
Well, if we're reading it on this show, why would he care if it's, you know, I mean, obviously he doesn't care if people hear it.
I think he's proud of it.
Although a lot more people hear it.
And you were what was their take?
I mean, that it was ridiculous, obviously. That was their take. But they wanted callers to tell stories of when they took.
That's smart. It gave him a segment. That's smart.
And Scott was talking about his mom, I guess, how she makes complaints at Walmart. You know,
uh-huh.
And it's funny. It's like, I agree with that being ridiculous. Like, well, you're at Walmart. Of course it's going to be shitty. You know, like, what do you expect?
Of course.
It's like returning your steak at Denny's. And yeah, it's going to be bad.
That's why it's half the price of everything else. Mm-hmm. You have to deal with the people there and the service.
I ate breakfast cleanliness. By myself. I went to
Katie
a restaurant.
Went away. So how did you handle yourself?
I told you I watched a lot of movies.
Yeah.
I hung out with Gramps a lot.
Good times.
I was going to stay the night at Gramps's, but the cat's not there anymore. Did I say that? We got rid of the cat?
Right. Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah, so we got rid of the cat, but, the cat lived there for 7 years, so there's still cat hair everywhere. So I'm highly allergic.
Yeah. Moofy is in chat, by the way.
I see Moofy. So Katie and I...
Got divorced.
No. Still going strong.
Okay, good.
We went to a cooking class that her mother gave us for Christmas.
You would never wanted to do this in any circumstance.
Well, not only would I not want to do it.
Right.
Well, actually, if I knew what this was, I would do it. They didn't teach us shit.
So you'd only go to a class if you learned nothing.
Well, they just gave us steak.
Okay. You were essentially just watching. Well, just describe it.
Well, they had one of those eggs, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's a grill. It's a high-end grill.
Okay.
And they had one of those.
Were they trying to sell you?
They were trying to sell us the beef.
Okay.
So the guy came and he talked about the beef, but that wasn't the cook. This lady was the cook. But she started preparing it. I guess she was saying what she was doing, but it wasn't like we weren't involved. We were all sitting at a table watching her prepare our meals, right?
So Katie's mom sent you, is she in on this scam to get you to, she get a percentage of your beef purchase?
We didn't buy any beef, by the way. I'll tell you why.
It's like when you went to Eric's and his wife tried to sell you wine?
Yeah, it's a little like that. We probably would have bought the beef, but we had to exit quickly, and I'll tell you what.
All right, I want fucking meat.
Sup? So I go into this place, and we're late, and of course, I immediately go, and I'm showing my ass. I'm, you know, I've kicked the door open.
How late are you?
So there was a little cheese, time to eat cheese and get drinks at the beginning. It was an hour long. We walked in right as that was ending.
Okay.
But we still got our cheese, and then there was another table full of women, and they go, we're not finishing our cheese. You want it? We ate their cheese, too. Whether there's six of them, there was two of us.
So somehow you got there late, but you ate the most cheese of anyone that had been there the whole time.
Correct. And then I bought that table around because I wanted to befriend them because, you know, I mean, it was a small group.
Right.
It was them, two people beside me, and two people up front. So 1, 2, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's only 12 people there.
So you've essentially have taken over within the first 5 minutes.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. I you had to ask questions. I don't remember what I did, but I, of course, we're asking dumbass questions or whatever,
right.
Trying to make people laugh. Well, I made friends with this lady at the table who gave us the cheese. Her name was Bobby. She was an older lady.
Okay.
Right? Anyway, so fast forward, the lady who runs the place, not the cook, is going to hand everybody their food. So she comes over to our table, and of course, she doesn't have my food. She only has Katie. She has to go back and get mine. So she hands Katie her food. I go, like I made like a you can't see me. It was a visual. It's like, hey, where's mine, right? Obviously, that's a fucking joke, okay?
Right.
And clearly. She goes, I only have two hands. So she's mad at me.
She, you think that she didn't like you right off the bat because you were late? There were some residual.
No, I think she didn't like me because I was loud.
Yeah. Well, I'm on her side.
I get that, yeah, right? Sure. Listen, mm-hmm. I swear I get it.
So they don't even make the food in front of you?
They're making it. Yeah, they did make it in front of me.
Okay.
But after they made it, they're handing it out.
All right.
So I make a joke, right? So anyway, the lady's still telling her little stories or whatever where she's cooking. And she says, oh, yeah, this is back from when Teddy Roosevelt was president, right? Now, Bobby, who's my friend, I go, hey, Bobby, you remember when Teddy Roosevelt was elected, right?
So Bobby's my friend who I met 18 minutes ago.
Yeah, and she's like, what? And that lady who handed me the food goes, wow, you're making friends everywhere. So now she fucking hates me even more, right? She takes a shot at me. So I'm like, check, and I fucking rolled out of there. So we were the last people in, pissed everybody off. Then we were the first people out.
Is Katie enjoying this, or is she burying her head? Is she getting embarrassed?
I don't think she might, for effect, act like she, I don't think she was that embarrassed. I'm not even going to ask her. I mean, you know, but I don't think so.
If all of us showed up, Justin and Tommy and Eric, and we'd have a great time. But with the other people there, would we make their time better, or would we take it too far and we'd ruin the whole thing?
It's a 50-50. Remember when we went to that karaoke place?
In Vegas?
Yeah, we made the
dominated.
Yeah, we dominated. Everybody loved us. When we did the same thing when we went.
When everybody sang and mentioned Chris or Steve-O during the song? Yes.
When we went to that bar after our show at Winchester's. And we all,
the Mexican
dominated that too.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I would
karaoke
imagine,
in Virginia Beach dominated.
Yeah, yeah. So I imagine that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think normally that was a night that Eric set the alarm off and we had to go over to your place and you were none too happy either.
Good times. Yeah.
And Tawanda never left the room.
Did smart woman. Because that sounds like fun. I think that would be a fun thing to do.
The cooking class?
Just we all just show up and take classes and just.
Well, as long as it's that, I don't want to be up with an apron on putting salt.
No,
on.
That would be more fun.
I'm not interested in that. But if we're going to go there and they're trying to teach it like it's,
but
know,
how do you learn if you don't cook anything?
Well, I'm not learning. I don't have one of those eggs anyway. They're cooking.
Well, why can't they just freaking make it on something everybody owns?
Well, but they didn't.
Okay. Well, I would like to go to a class. Robbie, would you do that? Would you go to a class with your girl?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's a no.
Not if they were trying to sell me something.
Well, I don't know. It's trying to sell me meat. It's not. I'm okay with that, right?
Yeah, that's a no. Robbie's not going to go. But
would Gramps like to go?
Robbie already told us he made a better steak than a Capital Grill. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
I don't know if Gramps would go. He probably would if Robbie and I were going. He probably would. But it's weird. He talks about being bored all the time, but he doesn't want to do anything. It's a strange.
Does Gramps watch cooking shows on TV? Does he watch? He doesn't watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives or anything like that?
No, he watches CSI.
Yeah.
He watches murder shows, and he watches Family Feud. I'll tell you, he watches the fuck out of the Family Feud.
Yeah, I bet. We should play Family Feud on the show with Gramps.
All right, that I'll do. I'll do it.
You writing this down, Robbie? Gramps, you should watch those Chicago Fire, Chicago PD shows. You'd like them if you like these network dramas.
Does he know how to do that, Robbie?
Does he know how to stream?
No, does he? Well, I know he doesn't know how to stream, but Chicago Fire is...
They're all on Amazon. Yeah.
Oh, he wouldn't know how to get to that.
Yeah, no, that he can't get to if he wanted to watch the old ones, but the new ones he could watch.
Yeah, I mean, they might be on demand on his cable, too. I don't even know.
Yeah, I can't do that either. His TV doesn't connect to the internet.
Jesus.
Right. Diggity Max says in chat, we once had a handyman that got arrested and didn't finish the work. So that's a real story.
Nice.
It actually happened. My dream happened to Matt. Because, by the way, in my dream, he couldn't finish the work because he'd gotten arrested. That literally happened to Mac, my dream. Is that weird?
What if that keeps happening?
I keep dreaming it, or would I dream?
You keep dreaming things that have already happened to Mac.
All right. Well, I don't usually remember my dreams, but I'm going to start making sure that he's aware of what I'm dreaming in case he says, hey, that happened.
Well,
hey,
he's just going to start saying that happened.
Did you see the... Oh, we got to get going soon. What time's our rehearsal?
7:45.
Oh, 7:40. What am I thinking?
I don't know.
Sorry. I thought
we're only halfway through the show. Yeah. Trying to get rid of us?
I don't know, man. Last time I tried to take a break 5 minutes after we did.
That's true.
But I sent out a video, too. I sent it to Mac, too.
Yeah.
Which is on our wall. I mean, there's probably 100 pictures up there. Wouldn't you agree, Robbie, on the family picture wall?
Yeah, about.
And I took a video of the wall, and on the picture, on the family picture wall is a picture of the Bergsons.
Yes.
That's on there.
Well, I mean, did we have any progress on the visit to Florida with Gramps?
I don't know, but I will tell you one other story, and I won't give it away, Gramps, I promise. But there was something that Aunt Mom was making for the Bergsons.
Really?
And she wasn't able to finish it.
Okay.
And so my father has commissioned somebody to finish what was being made.
Okay. Obviously, this is some sort of thing that would travel well.
Yeah, you could travel. Yeah, I can't say because I'm sure Gramps doesn't want me to reveal.
Well, cookies or brownies would travel the easiest.
No, this isn't something that can go bad.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know about this, but I could guess.
Yeah.
And I better not guess.
Don't guess.
I would put it in the realm of art.
Yeah, it would be art, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not something to eat.
No, right. You don't.
Oh.
It would be a craft of sorts.
I got you. That's why I misunderstood.
By the way, I can tell you what you want me to just I'm going to write
it down. No, I think we should all take a stab at making this and let Mac pick who made what.
Which You're one? Not going to take a stab at making this. You don't have what it takes to make
yeah.
it.
No, is it that complicated? If it's what I think it is, no.
Yeah, you don't have it. It requires things that you don't possess.
All right.
Would you like for me to tell you what it is, or do you want to
keep
seeing
it? Well, isn't it Mac's surprise? I mean, it's really...
No, I was just going to write it down. I wasn't going to...
Oh, okay.
Hold on, I'm going to write
Does
it
Mac
down.
Have any wind of this? Did
I mean,
he know?
He's in chat. He hears what's being said. Right.
This is probably the first he's heard about it.
I'm not going to tell him...
Would he have to clear it with his wife to display this product?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So now...
Yeah, I couldn't make that.
How could you make it? How could you make it?
I could make it.
No, you can't.
I could find someone who has equipment to make something like that.
Well, yeah, but that would be somebody else making it, not
you. I could decorate one that's already made.
Right, but that's not what happens.
Okay.
The one that she makes, she actually, I think she personalizes it.
I couldn't do that.
In a way.
You're right.
Yeah. And then Robbie.
Well, that's very nice of her.
You know, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about, correct?
Yeah. I think I know what this is.
That's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
It's easy to guess for us.
In chat, how many different ways can Rob think it's food? Somebody.
Well, I mean, she is known for her baking.
She is.
And we were just talking about food.
Right.
And then he said it wasn't a big leap.
Jennifer says she has one, and do you want me to take a picture and text it to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jennifer, text me, because yes, Aunt Mom has made this for these for several people.
Okay.
But it's only the closest people, only family members get these.
So.
And now the Bergsons are going to have
them. This is just, you know, rarefied air. This isn't just some random neighbor gets one of these. These are...
No. Only family.
Right.
You have to be in the family to get them. And so you don't have one.
I don't. Never been offered, never been brought up. Never knew that was even an option.
I have one. Robbie has one. My sisters have one. My, I mentioned Big James on here.
Yeah.
His whole family has one each of these.
Right. And then the Bergsons.
And the Bergsons, yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
And my cousins obviously have it.
So this is, Gramps has found someone to make this happen. So we can't talk about it and it never happens.
No, it's happened. Oh,
okay.
No, it'll happen.
All right.
The person that's finishing these is Jody. You know Jody.
Yeah.
She's been very kind to my family.
Uh-huh.
And she helped Aunt Mom out a lot. But she also does this kind of stuff with Aunt Mom. And so I think they're pretty much... There's a big part of it that hasn't been completed,
mm-hmm.
but everything else I think is pretty much, I don't know how much work is left to be done on these, but
gotcha.
Whatever will be done by Jody, and then they'll go down to the Bergsons in Florida. They'll make it down there, and then we'll talk
Will they
about
be hand-delivered by Gramps?
That's not up to me. Although, I'll tell you one thing. I'd be surprised. I'm going to tell you why. So, I'm not going to get into it, but Gramps does well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gramps does well for himself. He did well for himself. He saved all his life. He does well.
He's an elegant man.
But one thing he does, and I got to get better at this, okay? So if we go somewhere, and here's how it usually works. He goes, all right, am I paying for this meal? I go, no, I got it. And he goes, okay. Like immediately, there's no fight in him, okay? So we went out with my son. For my dad takes out my son for his birthday.
Okay.
My oldest son's birthday was on the 22nd. On the 23rd, me and my son and my dad and my other son, we all went out together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And my dad does this thing. He goes, well, is this Joey's birthday dinner? And the first thing in my head is I'm like, well, four people are going. Let me offer to pay. Yeah. I go, no, I got it. He's like, okay. Like immediately he's, and by the way, it was his dinner to pay for.
Gotcha.
He should have insisted, but now I realize if you offer, as soon as you push back, he's out of it immediately. He won't pay. So
he didn't have to buy Joey birthday this.
He now still has to. It's like Banya.
Yes, where, Seinfeld.
Right.
That was the meal.
Right. But so now my other son has to come back from Edgewater again to have another meal. And by the way, here's what it means. It means I can't come. Because if I come, then I'm going
to have
it.
To pay again.
I'll have to pay because that's not a birthday dinner because I'm there, right?
So I have to correct something.
Uh-oh.
I did take Gramps to dinner, me and my girlfriend, and he did the same thing. But then at the end, he said, are you sure I can't pay a second time?
And what happened?
Oh, I said, no, gotcha. I'm taking you to dinner today.
Yeah, but here's the thing, in my opinion, okay? First of all, everybody should fight for the check. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
And I do. And whatever the result is the result. But I usually do fight for the check, right?
Uh-huh.
So do my in-laws. They fight you for the check, and they get mad when you pay. Not Frank as much as Chris, mm-hmm. my mother-in-law. But sometimes I'll have to go sneak and go grab it because, you know, if not, they'll, you know.
Of course.
They really, 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 really want to pay. So in this case, it is my son's birthday dinner, and although my dad did pay at Libations, he did pay, I think. I think he did. But yeah.
So you don't have a tradition of taking your son out to eat for his birthday, or you each do that generally?
No. Well, I mean, whatever every meal I have with my son,
of
I
course.
Pay.
So
he's not, right. He's not trying to look. But it is tradition for them to go out to dinner
gotcha.
Together.
What would have
and
happened?
And this was that dinner. I just happened to go because I'm hanging out.
After the service a few weeks ago, we talked about this on the show. We went out to eat.
Right.
And I end up getting sat separately because of the deal with the way they seat
now. That's right. Yeah.
So I was at a table with your two sons and Gramps.
Right.
Now, you paid for that. What would have happened if they just put the check down? What's the etiquette there?
I don't know that.
Gramps having just, you know, put his, you know, his wife to rest.
Yeah. And I will say this. Somebody gave some money for me to take. Actually, you know what? I also paid for Libations. I did. So I paid for, because I paid for that meal, and somebody was kind enough to give some money for a meal for us to enjoy.
Okay.
Right? So that person might be in chat right now, as a matter of fact. And my dad goes, oh, is this that meal? And I go, no, the meal that you're going to have is going to be with me. It's not. I'll just pay for my kids and you, who was doing me a favor,
yes.
and my dad. So I paid for that. And then we went to Libations, and that became that meal that he and then I paid for that. And then we went out to Two Rivers with the dinner that was supposed to be with his grandson that I tagged. I paid for that.
So if the check had came that night and I went to grab it,
he would
said?
Not have at all. He would never have reached for it.
Never.
If you said,
right.
Let me get this. No, dad's saying I paid for Libations. So let me just try it. Maybe he might be right about that. So let me try to remember. I think he did pay for Libations. I paid for. So me and my cousin and my wife and Gramps went to El Salto's. I paid for that. So Gramps is right. Sorry, Gramps, you're right. So I paid for.
Mac is very upset at you.
I paid for. That dinner that you just discussed. I wasn't even at the table, so I paid for that, and then I paid for. Out of the kind money that I paid for El Salto's, and yeah, my dad did pay for Libations. That's true. He did.
What happens if the two people that would insist on paying, which I believe would happen in this situation, who wins? Mac Bergson and Gramps out to eat.
Okay.
They're both going to insist on paying, right?
Yeah.
Or are you saying that Gramps would back off?
Oh, Gramps would back off before Mac. Okay. No, no, I know he would. So I know Mac, he comes at me hard in chat, mm-hmm. but Mac is very gracious.
Very gracious.
So
very
I can't imagine. There's no way, mm-hmm. because Gramps isn't going to come back enough to insist to pay mm-hmm. before Mac is willing to concede.
Right.
It's hard to, Gramps is easy to beat.
Yes.
Because all you have to do is offer one more time.
That's it.
And that's it. And then you're paying. Yeah.
I noticed with Mac that he's been especially hard on you recently and not so hard on me. And then I guess he sensed that because on Facebook here recently, I think Eric did, it was Instagram or Facebook, some live
yeah, I
video
saw that.
Just promoting our Jam and Java show. And he mentioned the great Tommy Cimbazzo.
Those two are better than us.
And then Mac said, yes, I noticed you didn't say Rob is great because clearly the real talent is yeah. Tommy and Eric. And
yeah.
He completely went out of the way to shit on me.
Yeah.
I appreciated that.
That doesn't phase. I'm fine with that. No, I know, but I do like that Grant. So here's the deal. Obviously, I spent a lot of time with Gramps. And so anything he does, because mm-hmm. he's a personality on the show, I have to. And one of them is the fact that he doesn't like to pay the check. Okay, that's,
right.
you know. So I mentioned that, but Mac gets very defensive on Gramps'
yes.
behalf.
What would happen if Gramps takes out your son on his birthday, and your son says, you know what, Grandpa, I got this.
Huh. I hope that he would not. And now that we've said it on here.
And it's not, it's like $30 or something. It's not.
God, maybe
some expensive.
No. If it was expensive, he'd be much more
okay.
agreeable to somebody else paying.
Capital
yeah.
Grill.
Yeah. So I think that he would let my son pay. And
right.
and he may forget this, what we're talking about right here. So I'm going to say, Joey, next time you guys are out, I want you to offer to pay.
Okay.
And then when he says, I'll pay, go, no, I got this. And that'd be the last time you say it.
That's it.
Now, I'm pretty sure Gramps will be like, okay, go ahead. I'm pretty sure that will happen. I'm almost positive.
Gramps never change. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe should be right back. Our Patreon, folks. Let's pump this baby up. Patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. We delve deep. We tell some inside stories, some things that we don't really want out there, but are entertaining, clearly, about our lives. We share. It's a trust tree.
It definitely is a trust tree. We have been let down on one occasion, but for the most part, people really do respect the Patreon.
Yes.
And I will say this. What is it, $5?
Yeah, you can get as little as $5. You pay a little more, you get some free things like we had, I believe, Sharon Bailey. You got tickets to a murder
yeah.
mystery for being an excellent patron.
Yeah, sure. And that costs way more than what the Patreon costs, right? So,
yes.
But the thing is that if you even are on the fence or considering it, give it a shot. See,
yes.
see if we're telling the truth about there being things that you can't. Because I think if you sign up, you can go back and listen to all the episodes.
You
right?
get them all.
You can kind of timeline it. Some of the stuff's out now that, you know, like me interviewing for the sports position on 98
yeah,
Rock.
Yeah, that happened.
And how, yeah. Yeah, that didn't work out. But there's a lot of things that we really pull the curtain back on, and it's real. Things that we definitely can't share. And again, I can't reiterate how much we have to trust our listenership to keep that stuff under wraps.
Tequila.
Robbie.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe show.
Might have to pay that again. So Mac is saying,
oh boy.
My move is to pretend to go to the bathroom and then pay the bill. That's what Mac said.
Strong.
But Robbie says, I've done that move before, but I thought, Robbie, your move was to go to the bathroom so you wouldn't have to pay the bill.
I'm not saying I've done that every time, but I've been out with a bunch of people, and I know there's going to be a big scene at the end, so I just sneak to the waitress and hand her my credit card.
Well, when I saw Gramps when he came to see me in Tampa a few years ago, he was very generous and paying.
Gramps.
Sorry, Mac.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course, Mac.
I confuse those two all the time. Yes.
So Mac said, I'm dying to go to El Salto's with Gramps' bucket list option. Yeah, I mean, but here's the other thing about El Salto's. Now, mm-hmm. I like El Salto's. El Salto's is good.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what they make their tacos out of?
Ground beef, like everybody else.
And tortillas.
Yes.
And it's a 25-minute drive. You pass like seven Mexican restaurants to get to El Salto's. This is,
nobody has the chili relleno.
That's, well, that is true, that's but Gramps's he doesn't get the chili relleno. Okay. No, and we just keep passing them, and I'm like, all right, but I live kind of close to. I live a lot closer to El Salto's than Gramps does, so I don't mind. That's fine with me. I'd go tonight after Mexican. But
are you doing Thanksgiving there this year?
No, I think we'll probably do Thanksgiving at my sister Lori's house.
Okay, I'm gonna mix it up. All right, let's. Anything to wrap up here, Robbie? I mean, we just took a break, so I have to come back and talk about.
Here's
something.
A picture of what Aunt Mom made for my cousin Jennifer. Now you see how it's personalized.
Yeah, Mac will hate that.
Now this part right here.
Yeah, where's that go?
That's right. This part right here.
Yeah,
that's.
This is great radio.
That's sent out to do.
I see. Okay. That's commissioned by a professional.
Right. So people can guess. That's mm-hmm. great, but yeah.
Jennifer, she texted us about something that happened. I don't know the story, so.
Yeah, okay, and I didn't want to take any more shots at Dad, so that's why I was not going to say that. But all right, Dad, you okay? Give me a thumbs up in chat if you're okay with me telling one more story.
Wait a second, then can I tell the story about our Aunt Janet?
Let me try to remember. No, but I'll tell, let me tell this story. So my father, if you call him, he answers the phone. Oh, he's saying don't tell. Can't tell it. I can't tell it.
Oh.
So I'm not telling it. I'll just say this. If you call my father, he answers the phone.
Good.
Doesn't matter who you are or when it is, he'll answer.
All right. Well, we have a show. Magoobies, pretty much our only place we can do murder mysteries where people, because they're, you know, they'll sell tickets. That's our home club. That's our draw club. We'll be there this Friday, Halloween Whodunit, 7:30.
If tickets are still available, I don't even know.
Yeah,
it'll
sell out. I mean, it's a sellout in this day and age, but it will sell out. But definitely come on out if you can. The whole gang will be there.
So now Graham's put a thumbs up in chat. Maybe it's to what Miggity Mac said. Because I got a don't tell. Then, okay.
It's been response to Mac.
That's a response to Mac. Got it.
Is Gramps coming to the murder mystery?
I don't think so. Robbie said something to him about going, but I guess.
Yeah, I would offer to bring him if he wanted to go.
Well, as long as he buys a ticket.
But I'll have to go super early.
Well, that's the other thing. And the other thing is that I do want my dad to go, but first of all, he's seen it. He's seen this one.
You think he remembers everything?
I doubt it. But in addition to that, we only have we're trying to make enough money to pay everybody, and if we give free tickets away, I'm not going to make my dad pay.
Of course not.
Just one ticket. We probably can. If you want to go, Gramps, we'll get you in.
Will you give him a roll?
If he wants one.
There's not really any good roles in this one for Gramps.
He can be the love interest, Jim Morton.
Yeah. You mean the love interest of your wife? That's not creepy.
So Gramps is saying that he'll go. Also, Miggity Mac is saying in chat, Mac say he'll buy Gramps' ticket. No, you're not. Mac, we're good. We got him. We're good. Well, look, Gramps isn't offering to buy his ticket.
Of course not. Will you buy his drinks there, too?
I will.
Two-item minimum?
I'll buy his drinks. I'll buy his food. No problem.
All right. So at some point, should we ever make an election? Should we do that next week? Some sort of election prediction? We have to talk about it, right? It's a friggin' presidential election.
I guess we can. I'm not voting. I've mentioned that a million times.
Are you going to go and vote for some of, like, there's a GAMP sports betting proposition thing?
So let me say this.
Are you going to actually vote for anybody?
So anything? I'll say this. Mm-hmm. What I usually say is I'm going to vote for those people that are running that actually affect me. I'm not voting for whatever old white criminal wants to be the president of the United States. I'm not voting for them.
Right.
Okay. But I also say I'm probably lying. I'm probably not even going to go vote.
Yeah, you probably won't.
I probably won't.
Yeah.
So if I'm being honest, and thank you to those who've died for my right to vote, but I'm very disenchanted. By the way, I've never missed an election until the last one, which was... Trump, Clinton. That's the one I was like, enough.
Right.
I'm not going all the way there to vote. So, you know, every time you turn on your TV, Max says write in Gramps for president, which I would gladly do. But I'm not driving all the way to whatever library or elementary school I have to go to, stand in line, and check whatever criminal I think should be the president of the United States. I'm not doing that. So, yeah, I'm not going to vote. And if Gramps wants to go vote, or you want to go vote, or Robbie wants to go vote, God love you.
Well, I'm sure Tawanda will want to vote, so I'll go along and be part of the voting process.
The truth is, I don't know where to vote.
Well, you can look it up. You just, if you Google Maryland voting, it'll tell you where to
go. Can you go wherever the voting is?
It looks like you can.
Oh.
Because I looked at it today. I just wanted to make sure I was still good to go with all that.
Well, I'm not doing it. I'm not voting.
I want to vote for the sports gambling proposition. Sports betting.
Jeremy Woodworth, real quick before we go.
I'll vote for Jeremy Woodworth.
Where's the Purple Power Hour? He wanted to hear his song.
I feel like we should have done it tonight, but they said no, right? We're positive. We're not. We didn't screw up.
I've triple checked it. We're not doing it. Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Just COVID. All right. Well, if you come out Friday, we'd love to see you at Magoobie's Joke House. Halloween, whodunit. Dress up for Halloween.
Yeah, people dress up. If you dress up, obviously, you'll have a better time. You have a better opportunity to get a role if that's what you want.
Yeah.
And as a final note, Miggity Max says in chat, I feel better knowing that Joe is not impacting any government that I live in. You're welcome.
Touche. See ya.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.